Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential. Live life your way. And as I like to say, it's Tuesday evening. And Tuesday evening is my favorite, like absolutely my favorite time of the week. Why? Because I get to play with you. I get to have ordinary people living extraordinary lives on my show, talking about their passions, talking about their dreams and their desires. Hi, hi, Maisha. Hi, Maggie. Yes, so thank you for joining us on the show tonight. And God, I've had a lot of things happen. So anyway, I just want to talk about something really simple and fun. I don't know if it'll be fun to other people, but it was fun to me. So I Marie Kondo'd. You know Marie Kondo, right? She's the organization guru that is like marching up and down the world and helping people to unleash and get rid of their clutter, clean and organize things in an organized way. And so I Marie Kondo'd my bedroom this weekend, right? So my drawers, as in my Chester drawers, not my drawers. My Chester drawers, it's like, you know, your Chester drawers, for me, my Chester, just imagine my Chester drawers, like I got my bras, I got my underwear and my socks and my stockings in one drawer. But it's just like one big mass of like stuff piled together. Then I've got my leggings, my t-shirts. Sometimes I have some dresses in there, which they shouldn't be in there. And sometimes I have sweaters, which shouldn't be in there either. Right. And all kinds of and contraptions. Right. I don't know. Not sex toys. But anyway, those are by the bed and they got Marie Kondo'd as well. And so so what I did was I Marie Kondo'd my drawer. And I was like, how can I do this drawer in such a way that it's organized? Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what can I do? So I went in and I Googled Marie Kondo bras. And so she said, you know, what she had was a box. She had this box and then she put the bras in like a filing cabinet. They're all standing up and it's like a filing cabinet. And so, boom, I did that one and I didn't have any other boxes, right? So I went to the storage area, like, you know, where people, the recycling right, area, and right. There was these small boxes, but they were really high. So what did I do? I cut them and tapered them to the size of the drawer. And then I did my leggings and I did my bras, my underwear, knickers, as we call them, and my socks. And I put all those things together. And then, so now I've got three boxes with bras, knickers and socks and tights. And it's beautiful. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. Right. And then I started on because I just took everything out and put them on the bed. Yeah. Then I started on the leggings. Right. So, you know, you get the leggings, you fold it, you fold the crotch in and then you do it in half and then you do three quarters. So my leggings are like that big, which okay. Before they were a pile. So all my leggings are in one. And I thought I had tons of leggings. No, I don't. I don't have tons of leggings. So I maybe have 10 pairs. Right. So I did the leggings. That's a ton.
Yeah.
And then I did the T-shirts.
Okay.
And I didn't think I had a lot of T-shirts. I have a ton of T-shirts. So I've got two T-shirt boxes. And it's like, they're like, oh, my God, it was so fun. And so, and the bottom drawer has accessories, belts and scarves and, you know, whatnots in there. And, oh, I swear to God, I opened that drawer now and it's just like fun. You know, because she says, I know it sounds stupid, but she says, get the piece of, you know, the garment, hold it up to your heart and see if it brings you joy. Right? Exactly. I mean, it's like, yes, it does. And then looking at the drawers with the little boxes that I made. Oh, God. And this morning it was so good because all I had to do was go in and lift out a bra. Then lift out a pair of underwear. Oh, my God. It was wonderful because normally I'm pulling that bra, it's attached to another bra, the clip stretched to another bra, and it's like you're going through and then end up with a pile of shit on my bed.
Yes. And then you leave anyway.
Then you
come home to that pile.
And then I want to just take the shit and throw it on the floor.
Yeah.
Or throw it on a chair. You know, I got that chair with the piles of clothes. So now I have my dresses hanging, and then the ones I'm not wearing are in my trunk. I'm a trunk lady.
Okay.
I've got like three trunks, like Victorian trunks. I'm English. You know, there's an old English white woman living in me that loves Victorian trunks. That's me, right?
That's you. Okay.
But it was just so great. Like, I really get her now.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I'm going to Maria Kondo my kitchen.
Now, are you going to purge too?
Yeah, baby.
All right. That's when you really start to release purge things.
Yeah. Then I'm going to do my living room. And the living room doesn't have a lot, but it's the boxes. I mean, the books. And then I have this little cubby that's filled with shit that actually belongs to a friend of mine. And then after I've done that, I'm going to purge my storage unit because my building comes with storage units. So, you know, you always have stuff in the storage unit.
Yes.
And there are things that are in the storage unit that I don't even need to have in my life because it's in the storage unit.
Yeah.
And how often do I go down there? Not at all.
Not at all.
Right? So I'm very excited. But this morning was a joy and a pleasure to actually go into my underwear drawer. So I just thought I'd share that with you guys. So try it on. Maria Kondo, she works. And a system works and it rocks.
Great. Yeah. Well, I think that's timely for me since I'm going to be remodeling my kitchen and my bathroom. And I could use some of that.
Yeah.
To clear it out and organize it and have it be simple. That's what I'm
really
going for.
It really is simple.
It's to simplify.
Yeah, it's simple because I've been organizing that drawer for the longest time, but I'm like, by Friday, the shit was raggedy again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how is this possible? I spent all this time but it's the boxes. The boxes make a profound difference.
It's putting a little structure in place.
Yeah, so yeah. Great. And then my neighbor says to me, are you organizing? I said, yeah, how did you know? She goes, I just kind of felt it. She goes, but you know, it's Virgo month. And Virgos apparently are very organized. Most of the Virgos I know are very organized in the house, but the truth is they have that one cupboard. You got to find that cupboard or that spare room because they just take shit out and they just throw it in that room. And when you see that room, it's like, oh my God, or it's a drawer. But they always have that one thing. I have a lot of Virgo people, friends, and that's what happens.
Yes.
So anyway, less of me and more of the show. Thank you for listening to that. So tonight I have my dear, dear, dear friend, Carmen Dollinger on the show. And I'm really excited because I've always wanted you on the show, but I didn't know how we were going to do it.
I didn't either since I live in Atlanta,
yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah, she lives in Atlanta. And it would have been phone, but I just don't think that's sexy enough. And I just don't think that's like, I just don't think it's energetically right for me. I want to see you. I want to share and laugh.
Yeah, and it's the interaction
too,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I get.
So rough story, how I met Carmen. I was doing the Landmark Forum and I went to Atlanta to do one of my classes. And, you know, Carmen, you could tell the rest.
Oh, okay. And so we were sitting there, we were on the phone banks and Noreen was Noreen. And we all know Noreen and she's not a shy, quiet type. And everyone said, who is that woman? And I went, oh, who is that woman? I got to meet her. And so I did. I went up and we sat down. We talked and I said, hey, you want to go get something to eat after we're done? And she goes, yeah. And that was it.
We've been
friends ever since.
And how long ago is that now?
It's at least 8 years.
Yeah.
At least eight years. Yeah.
And every time it doesn't feel like 8 years. It feels like months. It feels like, a couple of years.
And it's interesting because every time we see each other, which isn't that often,
mm-hmm.
it's like I just saw you last week.
Right.
It's that energy connection. And
absolutely.
It's just like, it's just that ability to be in each other's space.
Right.
And be with each other.
Absolutely.
Wherever we are.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I, if you read what I just wrote, it's like yellow. When I think of yellow, I think of you. I love yellow.
Mm.
Yellow was my color this summer. So, you know.
Oh, great.
And because it's like Carmen is a healer. She's a life coach and an energy healer. And she healed me. She healed something in me. That was my aura. My chakras were, I'm going to say, out of alignment. You'll say something else, but literally, she helped to align me, and I'll be forever grateful for that.
Yeah, you really opened up after that when mm-hmm. we talked about it. And I said,
I really
this is
did.
What I'm seeing and sensing.
Right.
And you went, oh, so what do I have to do? And so we talked, and you have been beyond my wildest imaginations, just expanding the business, the people you come in touch with, what you do, mm-hmm. like this fabulous lunch and learn we had today.
Somebody's calling me on the phone. Who's calling me at this time of the day? Don't they know? I don't know, 516. Anyway, I can't talk to this person. I'm on my show. So Carmen, we went straight into the show, but I want you to introduce yourself.
Okay. So I'm Carmen.
I'm the only one that's allowed to call her Dolly.
Yes, that's true.
And no Grace Jones' sister used to call you that, right?
Yes. Pamela Jones used to call me Dolly. And You were number two, but that's okay. Nobody else gets to call me that. So I am in Atlanta. I actually, for a long time, worked in corporate America. And so once I, quote unquote, my job was eliminated, I decided to follow my heart. Mm-hmm. And my heart was always into more spiritual aspects and understanding things. And my numerology, my life path is a 9. So I'm a natural teacher. I have to learn. I have to experience. And so I started really learning more about metaphysical things and just different experiences. Mm-hmm. And I was already, we had already met and everything. And so what I finally came to is I love being of service. Mm. I love helping people. I love being with people. And
you're a servant leader.
Yeah. And that's where I started doing consulting, business consulting. And then I went into coaching. I actually had somebody contact me and say, I would really love for you to coach me. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, okay. I've been a mentor. I know how that works and everything. I've had training. And that really started me on that path. Right. And then through my own personal journey, I've included now the whole spiritual aspect. Right. I'm a Reiki master. I am a shaman. I lead tours to sacred sites in Europe. And I coach.
Right.
And I bring all of me to my coaching sessions. And that's what makes it fun and exciting and very enjoyable.
Right. So we're going to take a break because it's that time already. I can't even begin to believe it. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, and I'm speaking with my friend Carmen Dollinger.
Yes.
So Carmen, where were you born and raised, and was this something that was in your life before? Like, was shamanism, sacred sites, all these things, was this a part of your life growing up, or is this all brand new?
Well, it's that's an interesting question. I was actually born in Germany, in mm-hmm. Bavaria, and my family immigrated to the United States when I was a baby. Mm-hmm. And I was raised in upstate New York in Syracuse, and then went to school in St. Louis, then mm-hmm. moved to Connecticut, and then now down in Georgia. And it wasn't until I did a sacred tour to Ireland 2 years ago, I led the tour, and I realized where the Celtics came from. And mm-hmm. they actually came from the region in Europe that is now Austria and southern Germany, where I was born. So it was interesting because on the flight...
I'm getting chills with that one.
Yeah, on the flight over, before I did the tour in 2015, I actually did a 4-week personal journey to Ireland and mm-hmm. visited. I had this guidebook, and I went to all different sacred sites and kind of hidden gems and things like that. And on the way over, there was a priest sitting next to me, and he said,
quite appropriate.
Yeah, he said, are you going to Ireland to find your roots? And I said, no. I said, I don't think so. I said, I'm pretty sure. So I was born in Germany. I don't think I'm Irish. He goes, oh, okay. He goes, well, and he gave me some ideas of different sites. And the last day I was there in Kildare, I went into the cathedral there, and on the wall was the migration path of the Celtics. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my gosh, I have this Celtic ancestry in me that I never knew. Right. So I'm not Irish, but I'm definitely Celtic. And so it was like one of those aha moments. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. Now I understand why I'm so interested in this. Now I understand why I'm so drawn to this. Now I understand why this is so important to my well-being. Mm-hmm. And so as a child, I always had different intuitions and feelings and things like that, but never really... it wasn't that I didn't believe it. I was actually a little bit afraid mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because it was a power I didn't really understand. And as I grew older, I've started working with angel energy in 97. Mm-hmm. And from there, I started doing journaling. I'm a right. very big journaler, which really helped me get through some tough times in my life. And then once I left my corporate job, that gave me the opening to start exploring my own spirituality.
Do you think that, while you were in corporate, do you think that environment dulled your senses, your spiritual senses, and then when you left, it was allowed to be open and free?
I don't know that it dulled it necessarily as much as it kind of put it in the background.
Okay.
Because I would meet people. In fact, I met a very good friend of mine while I was working who actually gifted me my first angel book.
Right.
So there were different things like that that would happen. But I think it was the pressure and trying to make a career and all that. It was kind of difficult to do all of it. And I was raising a family at right. the same time. It certainly at that point wasn't supported. Mm-hmm. There was no meditation happening and that type of thing. Slowly, I know we had Tai Chi had come in, right. but more as a stress relief or a type of method versus really a spiritual connection.
Right. And so was your book Doreen Virtue? Was it a Doreen Virtue book?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, cool. Because everybody does, if they do angel work, it's always Doreen Virtue.
Yeah, no, I did not do any Doreen Virtue. I actually, the book was from Kimberly Maroney, mm-hmm. who is still active out in California. And it's a oracle book, but mm-hmm. the pictures of the cards are from Renaissance paintings, and they're absolutely stunning.
Right.
And her description of the virtues and the process you go through, it was my journal. It was how I dealt with certain issues in my life. So right. I want to, you know, kudos to Kimberly. I just really connected with her work.
So, you know, you mentioned the sacred sites. You know, mm-hmm. what makes these sites sacred, and who says they're sacred? I'm just being devil's advocate mm-hmm. right now.
Well, it's a combination. So some of these sites are like wells, and they've been places of...
As in well water. Wells.
Well water, right. yeah, where they've been designated through the centuries for particular deities, whether mm-hmm. it's Bridget whether it's...
Who's Bridget?
Bridget is an interesting deity. She's a Celtic goddess, but she's also a Christian saint. Mm-hmm. So when Patra came to Ireland to bring Christianity, there was a lot of melding of the pagan ideas with mm-hmm. the Christian ideas at the time. Part of it was that some of the Celtic ideology kind of married to the Christian ideologies. Okay. So Bridget,
Is that like it married some of the Christian ideas, or Catholic in some cases, I guess?
Now Catholic, but yeah, at that point it was
Christian.
It was all Christian.
Yeah, but do you think it meld these ideas much like in Africa when the slaves came to the West, and they had to marry their religions inside of the Christian mm-hmm. practices? Would you say it was similar?
Similar, because remember the missionaries at that point were trying to convert people.
Right.
So the reason why Patrick was successful is because he understood what they believed in their belief structure and could marry the Christian belief. And mm-hmm. so they said, "Oh, see, you believe in this, and that's the same thing."
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Then we'll move forward with your belief system. So it's interesting. It's interesting. And today, in practice, you will see shrines to Saint Bridget mm-hmm. that have little bits of ribbon mm-hmm. Tied to a tree nearby and all that, because the blending of the ancient traditions mm-hmm. with the modern traditions comes together there. And so these tributes, if you will, you'll go to a shrine for St. Bridget and you'll see holy pictures and all that, but then you'll see little bits and pieces that were remembrance of people there
right.
too. So honoring not only Bridget, St. Bridget, but also Bridget the goddess.
Hmm. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
it's
interesting. So some of these wells, are they still active?
Yes. They.
And what do they do, sell the water, or people can just drink the water?
No, you go there. You have to know where they are. They're not like on a map, but they each have different...
Is this deliberate?
Yes. Okay. It's the local people.
Okay.
So I have a colleague in Ireland that I work with, Mary O'Halloran, and she knows a lot of the local lore and stuff. So some of the wells are for your eyes. Some of them would be healing for your feet or for diabetes. So they have different attributes to them. And some of them have a little temple or a little chapel with them.
Right.
Some of them are just a well in a space. You know, we had to cross a field where cows were
right.
in order to get where the oratory is, or the old church, and then find the well. So, and the older sites are like from the 6th century, 4th century,
wow.
like that. So they're, and then they also have the stones. So they have the Ulm stones, and they have stone circles that are, of course, older.
Right.
And the largest stone circle that's actually been as preserved is at New Grange. And they actually believe it was built before the pyramids. So it's and you feel it in the land.
Right.
Like if you're away from the bars and the pubs and all that excitement and the stores and the music and mm-hmm. all that, and you get out on the land, or you get to the shore, you can feel that energy just
right.
come to you. It's it struck me the first time I went to Ireland as a very spiritual place,
right.
if you allow it
right.
to be.
So that's a key. Thing to say, if you allow it, because
mm-hmm.
most of us don't allow these conversations.
Right.
Right. And so what kinds of people come to you? What kinds of people work with you?
Well, it's a wide variety, just regular, you know, extraordinary people,
mm-hmm.
but in regular lives. They're business owners, they're work for companies, small companies, large companies. They're people who are in a life transition, mm-hmm. you know, they're going from one career to another, or they're ending their career and transitioning to some type of retirement life that they're trying to figure out what to do next, or, you know, I've lost my passion, where's my passion?
Right.
So it's a wide variety that come to me. When it comes to the spiritual side, that's something that's more of a question that comes
right.
up, you know,
and then, so that's the part that I was focusing on. So
yeah.
when people come to you for the spiritual side, i.e. they're either involved or they're curious,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So what is most popular for you?
Usually it's either it's a demand. So there's
right.
something that they're interested in that they see that I have experience in, or it's a question.
Right.
I'm wondering.
Right.
I'm wondering what's missing. I'm wondering if this is something that can help me
right.
move forward. And people come from all different traditions. I think spirituality is not restricted to a particular religious tradition.
Right.
It is who we are. We're spiritual beings,
mm-hmm.
and we are living this physical life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't matter if you follow a traditional belief or you just have this connection to nature,
right.
or you have all of it. It's not exclusive. You know, you can be a, you know, go to church every Sunday and still connect with nature.
Right.
That doesn't preclude you. In fact, you should have that connection.
So for me, when you know, I've always been interested in spiritual unseen things,
mm-hmm.
always, for as long as I can remember. And I would say that I've always known, and I used to call it magic,
mm.
right? So 13 was when I really stepped into that arena because, you know, as a kid, you want things.
Right. right?
So it's kind of like focusing an intention for something that you want. How do you, and I know when I'm on the right path for mm-hmm. myself and when I'm working with a client, around a particular topic, something's missing in their life, something that they want, I get little signs and feelings. What do you experience when you know that you're on the right track and this is the right person that you're working with?
I get what I call energy rush. It's like, mm-hmm. like it's not really shivering, but it's just this flow of energy that mm-hmm. that passes through me, especially if I'm doing more energetic type of work. Even on the phone, it
right.
can happen where someone says, "Oh, can you do a quick card reading for me?" And I'll do it, and then I'll start talking, and then all of a sudden I'll feel this wave of energy, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Oh, this is true for you," and they'll acknowledge that and
right.
confirm it. For me personally, if I know I'm experiencing something that's meant for me, I cry.
Right.
And I just tears come out of my eyes.
Right.
And then it's not like sadness. It's just tears, like
right.
the well is turned or the faucet's turned. And then it clears and I'm done.
Right.
And I don't have puffy eyes. It's not crying. It's just like this release.
Right.
It's like a flow. It's
like a flow.
So it's energy flow, this sensational flow for other people. And then it's water for me.
Right. Cool. All right. So we're going to be right back because we have to take a break. Hi, Mercedes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
So we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And we left off talking about the sensations, right. Like you call it a rush.
Yeah. That's how it feels because it's a flow.
Right.
It's an energy flow. It's just like it pulsates. It's like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah. And it's instant. It happens instantly.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think about it. It just occurs.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's when you know that you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So what would you say was the most difficult thing that you had to give up in order to step into this new life?
Oh, my ego.
Right.
Absolutely my ego and all my past accomplishments.
Uh-huh.
Like, how could I do this when I've been an executive uh-huh. at a major corporation, when I've done this, when I've done that? And to allow myself to be open and
to this stuff.
Yeah, you know, and expose myself to potential ridicule.
Right.
Not that anybody has done that, but that was my fear.
Right.
You know, is what happens. So I've been, you know, I've been playing in the shadows for a while, you know, uh-huh. just like keeping it low key. No big advertisement. And here I am on the radio show. You know, how is that supposed to happen? So I guess it's over now, everybody. Here I am.
The secret is out. So what do you love about, like, what do you absolutely love about this work?
I am constantly amazed mm-hmm. at what happens. Like, the synergies mm-hmm. that happen, and it's like the dominoes that mm-hmm. fall in place, that when something occurs and you look back at the path it took to get you where you are, mm-hmm. you say to yourself, there is no way I could have figured this out on my own. Had I tried to do this myself, I never would have done this, and I would have missed so much.
Right.
So I think a lot of it is that letting go mm-hmm. and allowing whatever you want to call it.
Right.
God, divine intelligence,
universe,
love, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? It's that flow. And when you are in that flow, things work out.
Right.
There's no other way to, just things come together. But you've got to that's what I had to do, is really let my ego, like, take a step back.
Right.
It's not like you have to suppress it, because it has a great function for us. It's mm-hmm. it's our security. It tries to protect us.
Right.
But you have to keep it at bay. You have to say, okay, that's cool, thank you, and then move on. Thank you, move on.
So how did you, or like intuition, right? You use mm-hmm. a lot of your intuition, right? So it's, I want to see the common, say common sense, but it's not common. It's your intuition. How did you learn that it was your intuition speaking and not you, your physical self, but there is your intuition, your spirit, the whole thing? How did you learn that? How did you recognize that?
I think it's a recognition.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to start paying attention as to the things that are happening in your life mm-hmm. and how they're happening.
You say being present.
Yeah, you're being present. Exactly. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's something you really do have to practice. And right. you have to be constantly aware. You have to be mindful. To mm-hmm. me, that's what mindfulness means, is that you operate as best as you can in the present.
Mm-hmm.
The past is the past. There's nothing you can do about that. And the future is yet to be built.
Right.
So why worry about that? Look at what you're doing right now. And I think that it's practice. You know, it's interesting when you do energy work,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what type of modality you use as a practitioner. There's always, when you're taking a course in it, there's always three sections. The first is the structure,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's symbols or a particular way of doing it or creating sacred space or saying a prayer, it doesn't matter. The second piece of it is practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to practice it to get an understanding of how you react, how your body reacts,
right.
and that's where you actually learn. And then the third is your experience. How you experience this is different than how you experience mm-hmm. it, Noreen, and how somebody else experiences it. And in order to combine all that, to provide this energy healing for someone else mm-hmm. is to be mindful and to understand and just to allow,
right.
to trust. And again, the hardest thing to do is to get your head out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ego that says, oh, this can't be right. Oh, this can't be right. That's not possible. Oh, it just happened.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, that's not possible. Where is this coming from? You know, there are signs. What happened to me as I did different training and things like that, there were experiences that I saw the other person having that there was no way I could have known it.
Mm-hmm.
And that person would confirm to me. And that's when I went, okay, I didn't just make that up.
Right.
Right. And the more experiences like that you have, the more you begin to say, okay, I'm not making this up. This isn't my head.
Right.
This is actually something coming through me. I don't know what it is.
Right.
I'm not sure, but it's happening.
So, when you were speaking, what popped into my head is like, there are a lot of people, you know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, you would have been burnt as a witch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And you'd have been living in that well.
Yes.
You'd have been burnt and thrown into a well.
Thrown into the well.
So, like, I know that there are a lot of people that are having emotional, mental problems because they have these, you know, there are people with mental illness, please. I'm not putting away mental illnesses.
Right.
But there are people that have the ability to see and speak and hear, you know, auditory, clairvoyant, all that kind of stuff. And they don't know how to use that power, and it can drive them crazy until they accept. Because I've heard this story a lot where, you know, I thought I was going insane.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was bipolar. And then when they stepped into that knowledge that they have these gifts and talents and they are very, very much clairaudient, clairsentient, and clairvoyant, when they actually took that on, their whole life changed. No, I'm not saying that you have that, but do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
For me, coaching, when I first started coaching, I would hear pops of whispers and pops of directions to take. And I would ask the question and people would say to me, how do you know that? And I'd be like, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah. When you say the ego, what I learned as a coach is that literally I have to put Noreen in the back.
Right.
And step into the present and be with that person.
Right.
That's what you're talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And because it's not you doing
it,
anything.
It's, you know, it's you, but it's not you.
It's not me doing anything. It's allowing things to come through. And part of that is connecting with the other person. You know, when you're with someone, really with someone, mm-hmm. and you're really listening to them and in their world, mm-hmm. not in your world. Mm-hmm. You don't have that agenda going on mm-hmm. in your head of saying, I wish you would stop talking. I got something to say here. Should I interrupt? Shouldn't I interrupt? When you allow that to dissipate and you're with someone, okay, that connection starts to happen. And yes, it can be like a word or a phrase mm-hmm. or something. Sometimes what happens to me is it's like a ticker tape that goes across my brain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's as if that's happening, and mm-hmm. I get words. And I'll say the words, and the person will instantly connect.
Right.
So you just have to be open to it and just say, oh, that's really strange, but okay, if that's the way I have to do this, then that's the way I have to do it.
Right.
And
when you first started doing this work, mm-hmm. did you find yourself exhausted? In the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And you have to learn to take care of yourself, just like anything else. So there's.
I would do 1 hour of coaching and I needed 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And it sounds extreme, but it's like you're so present. You're so with that person. And as you say, being with that person, I do phone. And what it lives like for me is I'm literally sitting on a bench beside them.
Yeah.
And then we're so connected, but once it's over, it's done.
Yeah.
You know, once a session is done, it's done.
Yeah. I've had to learn with coaching as well. And I do a lot of phone coaching because I find that I have a different listening
mm-hmm.
because I'm not interacting with the person and the surrounding thing. I'm actually hearing what's not being said.
Right, the unsaid.
And that's where the nuggets are. That's where the gold is in my mind. And when you're doing an energy session, you know, you're not, you know, I do Reiki, so I do touch the person on the temples, the shoulder, and the feet. Otherwise, I'm above them. But I'm interacting. My energy is interacting with their energy field.
I've had Reiki many times.
And it's you know, it, I don't know exactly how it works. All I know is that it
works.
It works. And the experience of the person receiving is just extreme relaxation and lack of stress, just total release. And what they have found is that the brain has different brain waves. And when it's an alpha wave, that's the same wave that happens when the body is repairing at night during sleep, which is why sleep is so important, because the cell repair happens. And it's the same wavelength the brain goes in when you meditate. So when you're in that relaxation mode, even though you're not in a deep sleep, your body begins to heal and begins to release. And that's half the battle.
What do you say to someone who is like, I mean, I don't fuss with people who say they don't believe because you just don't believe it, you know, then I can't work with you. But what do you say to people that said it's hocus pocus and it's all bullshit?
I say you'll at least be relaxed.
It's true.
Okay, at a minimum.
If they're willing to be.
They're willing to be. And it's not a belief system.
Right.
You know, it's it either works or it doesn't.
Right.
Right.
Choose yes or choose no.
Right. Whether you believe it or not, if you believe it, great. If you don't, great. It doesn't really matter.
I say to my clients that I'm not giving you anything, right? Because there's nothing I can really give them. Right. What I'm doing is all I'm doing is being a space for you to get to see who you are. And I use the term you can't see your own eyeballs and neither can I. But I can see yours and reflect back to you what you're, you know, what it is you're actually saying so they can get the experience of what they're saying. What is it like for you? What do you say to people about, you know, what are you giving people or not giving people?
I agree with you. It's that space. It's the ability for someone to get it, to like realize it on their own and to see something, hear something, feel something that they can't see for themselves for whatever reason.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons why. And when you go into the energy sessions and you release blockages and all that, it's really to bring the energy field back to its balance state or its natural
state.
Would
that be like status quo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just to be in balance. It doesn't last forever because if you don't deal with what's causing it to be out of balance, then, you know,
you just go right back.
So that's true with anything. That's true in coaching too, right? If you don't take action.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but nothing's going to change.
Action is, you know, we have to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the action.
Okay.
So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
And we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And I am speaking to Carmen Dollinger, life coach and energy healer. So we were talking about if people don't, like in coaching, if you don't take the action, if you leave the session, don't take the action. And the action, there are multitudes of ways to take actions.
Exactly.
But you have to take an action. And I liken what you just said to, you know, here you are, you just gave this person an energy healing. You clean their feet. I'm just saying you clean their feet or their aura or whatever it is you clean. And they go on, go out and put on dirty socks and go live, go back into that old way of being that they said that they want to work on.
Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about work-life balance. Now, I've heard people say work-life balance, bullshit. There's no such animal. What do you say?
I say the same thing. Okay. If you imagine work-life balance as a scale, it doesn't take much to get out of balance. Mm-hmm. A couple of grains of sand and you are out of balance. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a great marketing ploy, but it put more stress on people than it actually solved. Mm-hmm. When I coach, I recommend thinking about your life as needing to be in harmony. Mm-hmm. So imagine a mobile that you put over a child's nursery, right? With the little animals and their spins around and all
that.
So, and some are in different levels and sometimes they can go at different speeds. And think about your life like that. Your whole life is that entire mobile, but you have different aspects. Sometimes you're working on your career. Sometimes you have a relationship. Sometimes it's a child. Sometimes it's more than one child. It might be an illness. Mm-hmm. Whatever your life is composed of, it all has to work together. Mm-hmm. So the key is to live your life in harmony and understand that sometimes some parts of your life need more attention than others, and that's okay.
Right.
It will never be in balance. It's not intended to be in balance.
Right.
Life is about change because
We're
not static creatures. You're evolving. Your partner's evolving. Your children are evolving. Your boss is evolving. Your clients are evolving. Mm-hmm. Nothing stays the same. So to think that you can create this life that is always perfectly in balance, oh my gosh, that is such a stressor.
Right.
Forget about it.
Right.
Just live your life in harmony and do the things that you need to do to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And so what do you find that is for people? You know, I know it's different for different people. Like I have a client and 20 minutes of running makes a difference for
him. Yes. I think it depends on the person. Sometimes it's running. Sometimes it's a walk. Sometimes it's going into nature, spending the weekend hiking. Sometimes it's swimming. Sometimes it's
painting.
Painting, right.
Mine is painting.
Sometimes it's playing a musical instrument. Sometimes
it's just relaxing.
Sometimes it's taking a spa day, getting a massage, getting an energy healing session. You know, anything
it
like that.
It might also be like sometimes just having sex with your partner.
Exactly. All of that helps.
But it's like putting it in your calendar. Because like, I usually ask my clients to put it in. I have my exercises in my calendar. I know I'm going to do it. It's four times a week, right?
Yep.
Bonus with four, but it's generally three, right? I have that in my calendar. I have who I want to talk to in my calendar.
Yes.
Like if I want to connect, well, my sister's in my calendar all the time, but like, you know, it's kind of like, I don't have a sexual partner, but if I had a sexual partner, it'd be like sex on Saturday, you know, or a couple times during the course of the week because it's something that's important to me, you know. So I think no matter what it is that you're doing, it's important to put it in.
Yes.
What did we used to call it?
You have to put it into existence.
An existent system.
Yes.
So that it actually happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen because, you know, things happen,
right?
Then reschedule it.
Absolutely.
And even if you have a full schedule with whatever type of work you do, schedule yourself in.
So what do you say to people that say, I hear this all the time, people say, I don't have time?
Well, I say make time.
Right.
Who's the most important person in your life? You
Me.
Are. And guess what? Who's the most important person in your family's life? You are. Because if you're sick, everything that you've constructed around you falls apart.
Right.
So you have to be healthy for your family.
Right.
You have to be healthy for yourself.
And vice versa.
And then they take a look at themselves and say, I need to keep myself happy and healthy
right.
for my responsibilities. Yeah. So I think it's not being selfish. And women, I think, in particular, have a hard time giving themselves the grace of time. to say, yes, this is my time. Not from a selfish perspective, but from a self-preservation. Just schedule it in.
I need quiet time.
And let everybody know. And then hold that time for yourself.
Have it be sacred. My clients now, like one of my clients I'm working with, breakfast is at the sacred family time because we created that. It used to be breakfast with the kid, take the kid to school, come home, have breakfast, get dressed and go to work. Now it's breakfast together. He's dressed, breakfast with the kid and the wife.
Yep.
And that is sacred time. And what he used to be was a people pleasing person who he would be answering yes to everybody's whims. Now we said to him, like on Friday, if you want to take some time off, that is time that you're having with your executive committee. Mm-hmm. His executive committee is his family. No one needs to know that.
Right.
But that is his family. And they are his executive committee, really. Because that's who he helps to run the life and have life. And that's who he's running life for. So he takes that time out. And nothing goes in that space other than his family.
Yeah.
And so what I have that is like he's creating an amazing business. He's also creating his family and engaging in his family so that he has everything that he needs, the nourishment that he needs to go off into the world and have his life. So basically work-life balance is what? Bullshit?
Yep, exactly. Live your life in harmony.
Yes, live life your way. Yes. And you have to create it. So my thing is that like, we all have time. It's just how you use that time.
We all have 24 hours in the day.
20, and some people use it much more because they're able to scale it. They are able to delegate.
Yep.
And they're able to create time. So, yeah, structure.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
Really important.
It's very important. Yeah.
So do you have a question that you'd like to ask me so I can ask you? Only special people get that because that's like a...
A special question that you can ask me.
But you asked me to ask you.
Yeah, I gotcha. Oh gosh. Yes. What has been my most profound spiritual experience?
Okay. So Carmen, what has been your Carmen, what has been your most profound spiritual experience?
I actually have a couple. It's funny, that's the question I came up with. I think the one experience was in Wyoming, and there is a national park called the Medicine Wheel. And on the top of this park is an actual medicine wheel that is still used by the native tribes in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot go inside the wheel unless you are an Indian of indigenous people. But you can walk around the outside.
Right.
And whenever I'm in Wyoming, which isn't that often, but I always go and visit there. So I went there and had visited the medicine wheel, and I do a little ceremony. And then I was coming back, and they have some benches. And I sat down on the bench, and I was looking over this valley because it's pretty high up.
Mm-hmm.
And behind me was this little ground squirrel. I could hear him in the rocks and stuff. And I was looking out these beautiful, beautiful trees, all, you know, evergreens.
Love trees.
And windy and all. And I was sitting there. And all of a sudden, I couldn't hear that little ground squirrel anymore. And all of a sudden, I couldn't hear the wind anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could hear was my heartbeat. Everything went silent.
Right.
And in that moment, I felt a connection to God.
Mm-hmm.
To divine.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was going to be okay. It lasted maybe 45 seconds at the most, but it was that realization that I got connected. And that is something that I will hold with me for the rest of my life. And those moments can happen for anyone.
Tell me another one. Oh, we've only got 2 minutes. Tell me more. Do it again. The kids do that, and I love that.
Yeah.
So, Carmen, I just want to say thank you. Like, really, I mean, like, this is a wish and a want and a desire that's come true, and it was just so beautiful because you're in town visiting family, and we scheduled to come together, which is great. And then I had a cancellation for my show. Okay. And I'm one of these people, I never really worry about cancellation because the right person always shows up and you're that right person. So I just want you to, I just want to say thank you so much. One, for being my friend and for always, you know, it's just that immediate reconnection is like a plug-in, right? And I'm recognizing that because that's like really important to me. And coming on the show and just following your dreams and living life your way, I really, really appreciate that. And that's my wish for everyone.
Yes, yes. And well, you're welcome. And thank you for inviting me. This was totally unexpected. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a pleasure. And as always, I love being with you, Noreen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to all your listeners, too.
Thank you, guys. So this is Noreen Sumter signing off on Beyond Potential. Live life your way. And I'll see you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.